Pharmacists know a lot about how drugs work in the body, but they have no authority to change a patient's dosage or prescribe a different form of a drug, unless that drug is marijuana. As part of our series, The State of Cannabis, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed looks at how pharmacists are embracing the medical marijuana industry and making it safer in the process.
Marquita Wilburn is a true believer.
Cannabis got me through pharmacy school, honestly.
Wilburn is the pharmacy manager at Maitri Medicinals, a cannabis dispensary in East Liberty. When she went away to school in Virginia, she didn't know anybody. She was lonely, anxious, and stressed out.
It really did help me. It allowed me to focus. It allowed me to be present. It allowed me to get through it all.
From the beginning, Wilburn knew she wanted to be a cannabis pharmacist, even though the field barely existed when she graduated in 2011. Connecticut was the first state to require pharmacists in medical cannabis dispensaries when it passed its law back in 2012. In Pennsylvania, dispensaries must have either a pharmacist or a physician on staff. Locally, many dispensaries opt for pharmacists. Wilburn now helps patients figure out what type of cannabis is right for them based on their symptoms.
Do you want to alleviate pain, improve your sleep, reduce inflammation, improve your mood? And if you are marijuana naive, we kind of take it a little slower.
She also checks for interactions with any other drugs a patient might be taking. Certain pharmaceuticals can make cannabis less effective or cause it to build up in the body, and vice versa. That's the kind of information Jenna Vashevic needed when she started buying cannabis for her son Luke.
Luke is 16. He'll be 17 in March.
Luke has cerebral palsy, autism, and a seizure disorder.
He's generally pretty happy, except puberty has kind of thrown us for a loop, actually.
In addition to anti-anxiety and anti-seizure medications, he takes an alcohol-based form of cannabis called a tincture and a type of oil called an RSO. With the right drug regimen, Ivashevic says Luke is thriving. People underestimate children on the autism spectrum, she says, especially when they're nonverbal. But Luke is a speed reader. He's starting algebra, and he loves doing yoga.
All right, guys, take your bum, take your hips back to your heels.
Luke's got a huge smile on his face as he leans back into child's pose. Even though he loves yoga, Ivashevic says they missed a class last month when his puberty-induced meltdown started to get really bad. Whenever that happens, she calls the dispensary, and they help her figure out how to tweak his cannabis regimen.
That's why you need the pharmacist, because they know, and they will just tell you what they think you should try. And so we didn't know we had to add extra tincture in the morning until things just weren't really working out. And then we did it, and it's been working out better.
It can sometimes be tough for pharmacists to get the information they need to help patients. Most pharmacy schools still don't teach a whole lot about the drug, though the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy is developing a course on it. And marijuana's federal Schedule I status makes large-scale studies next to impossible. But Melanie Kane, co-founder of the International Society of Cannabis Pharmacists, says she doesn't need more clinical evidence. She knows cannabis works.
I think it's one of the best drugs we have. It's not perfect, but it's one of those medicines that can treat so many different ailments: depression, anxiety, insomnia, pain, spasms. Now, you don't have this with other drugs.
What's needed, says Kane, is standardization of the types and forms of cannabis, education and certification of pharmacists, and destigmatization of the drug once and for all.
In my perfect world, it would be readily available in pharmacies, and patients would have access to healthcare professionals that are knowledgeable about the plants and about the body.
Kane says she'd like to see cannabis available to anyone behind the counter. That means people would have to consult with a pharmacist, but they wouldn't need a prescription from a doctor. People are using it anyway, she says. They're buying pot from dealers and CBD oil from gas stations. With pharmacists in the mix, people can be sure that their use is safe and effective, whether they're trying to relieve pain, reduce seizures, or just unwind after work. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
Tune in all this week to hear more stories in our series about marijuana in Pennsylvania. And check out our reporting online at wesa.fm.